Imagine standing on a battlefield without knowing where your enemies are positioned, what weapons they wield, or where to establish your defenses. This is business without strategy. Michael Porter's competitive strategy transformed this chaotic landscape into a structured battlefield that executives, entrepreneurs, and investors could navigate with confidence. While countless business books have faded into obscurity since its 1980 publication, Porter's framework remains the strategic North Star for organizations worldwide. What makes this work so enduring? It provides both defensive shields and offensive weapons for the chess match of business competition, tools that work regardless of industry, era, or technological disruption. The framework's genius lies in its ability to transform complex competitive dynamics into actionable insights that anyone can master and apply. Competition extends far beyond direct rivals. Porter's framework identifies five forces that determine an industry's profit potential and competitive intensity. The threat of new entrants erodes profitability through price competition and increased costs. Entry barriers like economies of scale, product differentiation, capital requirements, and switching costs protect incumbents. Southwest Airlines couldn't match major carrier scale, so they created a different business model, targeting price-sensitive customers. Rivalry intensifies through price wars, advertising battles, and service improvements, especially when competitors are equally balanced, growth slows, fixed costs are high, or exit barriers exist. In semiconductors, companies slash prices during demand drops rather than reduce output because high fixed costs make any production preferable to idleness. Substitute products create price ceilings. The most dangerous substitutes improve their price-performance trade-off or come from high-profit sectors. Security companies responded to electronic alarms by offering integrated packages combining guards with surveillance. The bargaining power of buyers and suppliers completes the framework. Strong buyers force down prices and demand higher quality, while powerful suppliers squeeze profitability. The balance of all five forces, not just current competitors, determines an industry's profitability. After mapping the competitive landscape, Porter identifies three generic strategies for defensible positioning: cost leadership, differentiation, and focus. Cost leadership demands relentless efficiency through tight controls and minimized expenses in areas like R&D and advertising. Walmart exemplifies this with everyday low pricing built on superior logistics that competitors cannot match. Differentiation creates something perceived as uniquely valuable through design, brand image, technology, or service. Apple demonstrates this. Customers willingly pay more for products they see as uniquely designed and integrated. This strategy provides insulation against rivalry through brand loyalty and reduced price sensitivity. Focus targets a specific buyer group, product segment, or geographic market. Martin Brower achieved dominance by serving only 8 fast food chains with tailored logistics, while Porter Paint focused exclusively on professional painters. The worst position is being stuck in the middle, attempting multiple strategies but achieving none. These firms suffer from blurred culture and conflicting organizational arrangements, typically earning below-average returns. Understanding competitors requires analyzing not just their current strategies, but their goals and assumptions. A competitor prioritizing market share will react differently than one focused on return on investment. Analyzing competitors' assumptions often reveals blind spots that create opportunities. Miller Brewery's resurgence under Philip Morris demonstrates this. Unbound by brewing industry conventions, Miller introduced light beer and premium-priced domestic Löwenbräu, moves initially dismissed by competitors who later scrambled to follow as Miller gained substantial market share. In business, actions speak louder than words, but sometimes words speak volumes. Companies constantly send and receive signals through their moves and communications, creating a complex strategic conversation. Prior announcements about planned actions serve multiple functions: preempting competitors, deterring aggressive moves, testing market sentiment, or coordinating industry actions. Texas Instruments' memory pricing announcements in the 1980s effectively drove competitors from the market by signaling aggressive price intentions. When executives discuss industry conditions publicly, their statements often contain veiled pleas for price discipline. Airline executives talking about rational capacity growth are essentially saying, "Please don't add more planes to these routes." Cross parries represent a sophisticated form of signaling where firms respond to competition through counterattacking in a different market, showing displeasure while avoiding harmful escalation. In concentrated industries, firms experience mutual dependence where outcomes rely significantly on rivals' reactions, creating tension between pursuing collective industry interest or narrow self-interest. The ideal competitive move produces quick, favorable outcomes without triggering destructive warfare. Timex exemplified this by entering the watch industry with inexpensive, disposable watches sold through drugstores, a strategy so different from Swiss manufacturers' premium approach that it wasn't initially perceived as competition. Similarly, Southwest Airlines' focus on short-mall routes and secondary airports allowed growth while minimizing direct confrontation with major carriers. When moves significantly threaten competitors, understanding retaliation becomes crucial. Retaliation lags stem from perceptual delays, organizational inertia, response time, and conflicting internal goals. The Swiss watchmakers delayed responding to Timex because directly competing would undermine their jewelry store channels and premium image. Industries evolve through predictable patterns that alter competitive dynamics. Understanding the forces driving evolution is more valuable than simply relying on the product lifecycle model. Key evolutionary processes include growth changes affecting competitive intensity, with slower growth typically intensifying rivalry, buyer segment shifts as industries mature, learning by buyers that transforms differentiated products into commodities, and uncertainty reduction leading to strategy convergence. The optical character reader industry illustrates this evolution, transforming from custom-made large scanners for specialized applications to mass-produced retail wands. This shift changed manufacturing from craft-based assembly to automated production, making economies of scale crucial and forcing smaller players to grow or exit. Industry consolidation, while common, isn't inevitable. It depends on mobility barriers, exit barriers, and rivalry intensity. When mobility barriers are high or rising, concentration almost always increases, as demonstrated in the U.S. wine industry, where escalating advertising and distribution requirements have advantaged larger firms. Commitment. Credibly communicating intentions and resources forms the cornerstone of both offensive and defensive strategy during evolution. Effective commitment requires visible resources, clear intention, including honoring past commitments, resolve, and ability to detect compliance. Companies signal commitment through public announcements, irreversible investments, or strategic partnerships. Porter's framework has endured because it provides a systematic approach to analyzing competition that transcends technological and market changes. The fundamental forces shaping industry competition remain constant across traditional manufacturing and modern digital platforms. This framework serves as both a diagnostic tool for understanding competitive dynamics and a guide for strategic positioning. Amazon demonstrates this by reducing supplier power through scale, increasing buyer switching costs via Prime membership, and creating entry barriers with its fulfillment infrastructure. In today's rapidly changing business environment, systematically analyzing competitive forces, selecting strategic positions, understanding competitor behavior, interpreting market signals, and anticipating industry evolution remains invaluable. The framework doesn't offer simple answers, but provides the right questions for navigating the complex strategic chess match of business competition. When facing critical decisions, entering new markets, responding to competitors, or allocating resources, Porter's framework offers both a map of the competitive battlefield and a compass for your strategic journey. Sustainable competitive advantage comes from deliberate choices that position you uniquely in the competitive landscape.